Friday morning and I'm drifting into Waterloo Station on a train which seems to be in no rush whatsoever. Remarkably busy this morning, actually. Most unlike a Friday morning. Most unlike not being in peak. All very strange, really. Up, Stamford. We're not standing by the door, so we don't get to do our usual rush or dash down the stairs ahead of everybody. Probably a good idea, actually. Don't know rush to let us off either, by the sound.
This is Vauxhall.
Steady, Vance. Okay. Well then, Vance. Let's go. Oh, sorry. Vance, front step. Forward. Oh, sorry. Forward, Vance. Good boy, right there. Forward, Houndy. Out into the bus station. Find the curb, Houndy. Wait, and forward. Good lad. And I think we're just going to take the first bus that comes because the 88 isn't so helpful at the moment due to some pavement roadworks. Pavement roadworks? Pavement works, maybe they're called. Which are quite difficult to negotiate. So in some ways, getting the 87 makes more sense. Stand there, Vance. Good boy, wait there. And he takes me past the whole queue. Might just have a look at next buses to find out when the next one's coming. I use a couple of different bus apps on here, but I hadn't used Next Buses for quite a long time, as it wasn't one of the first to get real-time information in London. And I thought I'd give it another go. Let's refresh that. Oh, ages. 6 minutes to the 87. 8 minutes to the one after that. And then 8 minutes for an 88. Whether to get the 87 or the 88 if they come at the same time. As you can hear, it's a bit of a breezy morning. It's not too cold. Particularly, I decided to wear a coat this morning. Probably going to regret that later. This is the point in the journey where I always lose all the time that I save by getting a fast train from Richmond. That's a pain. I know it seems churlish to complain about buses in London when people in other parts of the country wait for far, far, far longer for them and don't have the level of live information that we have. And are... are in nowhere near as good a position, but still. Vance, excuse me, just turn around. Turn right round. Vance. Thank you, and sit. Sit. Thank you. Good boy. He's rather keenly looking at something behind me. I don't know what it is. Well, no shortage of buses, just none of them stopping at this stop. What is it, Vince? Well, whatever it is, it's no longer that interesting. Now looking the other way. Funny things, dogs. I think I'm just going to get on the first 88 or 87 that arrives. No, I didn't, but thank you for letting me know. Turn around, Vance. 88 or 87 would be good, though. Sit, please, Vance. So, feeling decidedly out of sorts this morning. You know, there are days where you feel a part of the world, and days where you somehow feel that you're observing it from inside this bubble. And I certainly don't feel that I'm interacting with it today. Never mind. Might get to interact a bit more with it if the bus ever comes. 10:21 now, this isn't good. I know this must be the most exciting recording you've ever heard. But you can enjoy the sounds of Vauxhall bus station in the morning whilst I wait for some ridiculous amount of time for the bus to come along. And dare I look at the next bus again? Let's have a quick look. Yeah, 1 minute, it's alright, I can live with that. Oh, brilliant, thank you very much indeed. I thought they'd given up on them. Sure, okay, thank you. And the door, Vance. Good boy. Come on. Thank you. And we'll just stand by the door. It's okay, don't worry, I'll stand. I'm not going very far, but thank you. Sit, please, Vance. Good boy. Sorry. Standing in our usual position in the doorway. Just as it's a bit more space for Vance. If I try and sit down, then he ends up in the aisle where he's in everybody's way. And I think the wheelchair space was taken. to decide where we get off today. Basically, the issue with where I get off is that the pavement along, well, between two roads, along exactly where I need to walk, is closed for the next 6 weeks or so, whilst the building is stripped out. And so I can either get off there and walk backwards a little way, cross a zebra crossing, then back on myself up the road, and then cross over on another crossing at the top end, or I can go past the stop and walk back, or I can get off the stop early. So tricky knowing what's best to do, really. Something else I need to do, actually, which I meant to do on the train and forgot about, is I'm going out for lunch with a colleague and I need to find somewhere to actually go. All these important tasks, not to mention a little bit of work that he's doing too. Wait there, Vance. I think on this occasion, as I know that Vance needs to spend, I think I'm going to go for the usual stop at turning left instead of right, because I know that I can spend him. Rail thing. I don't know what I'm saying. My brain's really not with me. I'm gonna say where it is if it's not with me. I'm gonna thoroughly confuse them until they get off at the next stop by telling them to go left instead of right. Bell pressed.
really spiky braille on the button. It doesn't feel that you're going to get it indented in your finger when you press it.
H Street.
Okay, Vance, we're going to find left when we get off. You think you can find left? Ready? Forward, find left. I knew we'd do that. No, Vance, we're going left. Sorry, going left. Good boy. He shot off to the right. Can't blame him, really. I found the curve actually handy. Go on, forward. Let's go. Being naughty. My left friend. Leave it. Leave it. Good boy. Good dog, because he was... Oh, we're going to the toilet here, are we? Okay, we can do that. Busy boy, handy. That was a very definite I want to go to the toilet sign. And he takes me right to the curb. Yeah, I think there was another dog there a moment ago because Vance was wagging his tail like mad. He doesn't usually do that for me. Turn around, big dog. Come here. Come on then. Oh, come on, Bennett. I almost fall over. Right, should we go? Yeah, I was a little bit naughty. Decided that since the road seemed pretty clear, that we might as well actually cross it. Find left, Vance. Find the curb. And then forward. Find the curb. Yeah, you want to go to the toilet. Find right then. Come on then, come in here. Busy boy. Busy, busy. Easy boy. Good lad, well done. So you can hear the works going on opposite. There are two lots of works actually. There's a pub that used to be here. Boy Vance. Stand there, wait. Which I think it was it just called the Westminster? I think possibly so. That has been erased from the earth. Stand there, Vance. Okay, let's go. And then the building next door is being stripped out. On you go, Vance. Straight on, Vance. We just need to cross over up here and then we're back on track again. Find the crossing handy. Good boy, find the crossing. Good lad, stand there. Yes, I'll be okay. Thank you though.